At the Alltech Global 500, I am speaking to Jeff Frank, and he is with Alltech. First of all, Jeff, tell me a little bit about what you do for the company.
I look after east of the Mississippi for Alltech, and I also am the CEO of the International ImproCrop Division. ImproCrop is a plant division, and we have approximately 20 products ranging from soil treatments through foliar applications, through immune stimulators, through composting material. So we have a full range. We market in approximately 14 countries. Brazil is our spearhead at the moment, where we've been most successful. Obviously, Brazil being the leader in agriculture around the world, it's been very good for us, and we've learned a lot there. In the US, we have concentrated more on the Florida markets, and up in the Columbia Basin, we are busy expanding that into other crops. In Europe, we have a showing in Denmark. We're opening up in France, Holland, Germany. We've just appointed a regional director for Europe, and we've appointed a regional director for Asia, and they've both come from the folds of Alltech.
Well, I think it's very interesting, and I learned that recently when I was at the World Equestrian Games, that Alltech has entered into this arena, because we do sort of traditionally, if that's the right word, have thought of them in the animal health and nutrition area. Well, looking, though, back at the animal side here, we are at this Global 500, which is the third time together as a dairy conference, educational conference, but now we have beef producers that have been invited in this year. How would you describe the crowd here? It's a very international flavor, and we've got these dairy and beef producers from all over.
Basically, you have farmers, and farmers are very like-minded people. They like to discuss the way they farm, the differences around the world. They like to compare what they're doing with others. And we found it to be a really good forum for not only expanding the Alltech brand into those markets, but making friends across the globe, which again spawn new friends in the industry. We've just added the Beef 500 under the Global 500 umbrella, having had three successful years on the dairy side. And we are hoping that the beef will take off in the same way, and we're looking to probably increase our numbers to a total of approximately 700.
Well, I've heard it said often, if you're in the dairy business, you're in the beef business, so they kind of, it's a natural fit, let's put it that way. Looking at the program here, what are some of the things that you think, I know sustainability is kind of part of our theme here, but how do you see that playing into the dairy business of today, for example?
Well, the dairy business is a very complicated business. It's a very demanding business. So therefore, the old family farms are really disappearing, and they're becoming mini factories, if I can call it that, if I dare call it that. But extremely large businesses where the families are probably coming together and developing something on a large scale. The economies of scale seem to be playing a role here. Where we're going in dairy, I don't see it as a dramatic increase as in beef over the next 30 or 40 years, but nonetheless a steady increase with some ups and downs depending on the commodity prices. The whole object of today is to really discuss both the beef and the dairy and hope that people go away with decisions that can help them in the future.
Well, that's what I've heard here at past conferences that I have attended and had the fortune to do so, is that people do get this opportunity to interact. They go away from here feeling like they have learned something that they can take back home and put to use. Because let's face it, when it comes to sustainability, it's certainly everything from the environment to care for animals, but it's also you got to make a living, and that's has a financial aspect.
Yes. Farmers in general have come to realize that they're not just producing milk or beef. They are looking after animals. They need to care for them in a way that is good for the environment. That is general conclusion. I don't think we need to dwell on that. So basically, yes, the challenge is to produce enough food for 9 billion people in 40 years and to produce it in a sustainable manner and in a manner which is not harmful to the environment. I believe that the farmer of today has learned a lot I believe, yes, there were some mal-usage of certain things in the old days, but I really believe now the farmers in general have realized the potential and have realized the need to maintain the universe.
I can't agree with you more. That is Jeff Frank with Alltech, who welcomed us here as to kick off the program for the Global 500 put on by Alltech once again in Lexington. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.